Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
You can't get away from it. This last development in Harry Palmer's trial is nothing less than sensational. In the first place, the fellow was acquitted. Morris Aarons actually got him off the charge of poisoning Angela Tennant. And what do you think happened then? As he stepped down from the dock, Inspector James put in an appearance and arrested him for the Bendigo fraud. But on what evidence, I haven't the faintest idea. But I'm certain of one thing. It was all Marcia's doing. I can't take time off to get to the bottom of it right now. We've done their work the last 3 days, of course. And at the minute, Stella and I are trying to catch up.
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I simply can't concentrate. If that man James could arrest Palmer at the end of his trial, why couldn't he have arrested him before?
What you mean is, where did the new evidence come from?
Yes.
Well, Marcia, of course.
Now, how in the name of fortune do you make that out?
Well, it must have been Marcia. She had something up her sleeve for weeks before Palmer's trial. And in some fashion, she managed to keep it till the last. That's all I can put it down to.
Jeff, you realize what it all means, don't you?
Yes, I did.
If Palmer's convicted of the fraud, you won't be under that cloud anymore. And it's Marcia who'll have cleared it up.
Well?
In the first place, it was her fault you were ever tried for the fraud. That's something she's always wanted to put right. And now that she has... Well, how are you going to feel about her?
About the same as I always have.
That's what I was afraid of. When are you seeing her again?
I don't know.
But you will.
Well, sometime, I suppose.
So long as you keep me posted, that's all. I still have an interest in you, Geoffrey.
I'll keep you posted.
Well, all I can say is, Marcia, you're a wonderfully lucky girl. I shudder to think what the authorities would have said if Palmer had been found guilty and then... you'd had to come forward with Angela Tennant's letter.
No, I was prepared for it. And you have to admit, it was worth the risk.
Yes, yes, I suppose all's well that ends well. when are you going to tell Jeff the truth about it?
I don't know.
But, my dear girl, I thought you'd make the most of it the moment you could.
No, Mr. Fleming. You see, I'd much rather Jeff came to me. He must realize that Palmer's rearrest was due to me. And if I run straight to Jeff now, it'll be just as though I was asking something in return, won't it?
Possibly, possibly, but what if Jeff doesn't come to you?
I'm certain he will.
Have you heard any more from your solicitor about your divorce?
Not lately. Why?
It's just that you haven't much time, my dear, that's all. And once your divorce is final, Jeff will probably marry Stella. And then what'll you do?
Jeff won't marry Stella, Mr. Fleming. That I do know. He'll never marry Stella.
Oh, I only hope you're right. Well, I must be off. I've one or two calls to make, and Mrs. Fleming does hate it so when I'm late for dinner. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Mr. Fleming. And don't worry.
Oh, good afternoon, Miss Bronson. Is Jeff not in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Fleming. No, I'm sorry. He won't be back this afternoon either. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, I hardly think so. I did so want to see him, too. I expect you're both delighted with the outcome of the Palmer affair.
We're more mystified than delighted. How did the police manage to get the evidence to arrest him for fraud?
I could say, Miss Bronson, but I'm not at liberty to. And I shouldn't think it was of much importance when you consider the effect it'll have on Jeff's career. Has Jeff said anything to you about his plans?
We can scarcely make plans, Mr. Fleming, until we can get some more accounts. You surely must know we're barely making ends meet.
Well, there's nothing to stop clients putting business Jeff's way now. We can be all thankful for that. I don't suppose there's any chance of him going back to Bendigo's, is there?
I hardly think so.
But why not? Jeff felt obliged to leave the firm because it was losing business on his account. Now the whole picture has changed. Now that people should be going out of their way to make amends to him, I'd be inclined to say the best thing he could do would be to return to Bendigo's. My word, yes.
The best thing for Jeff or the best thing for Bendigo's?
Well, both.
It amazes me why everyone seems to think they can chivvy Jeff about as they please. If some of Jeff's old clients want to make amends, why shouldn't they give him their business right here? Why should he feel he has to go back to Bendigo's to get it, so Marcia and her other shareholders can reap the profit, and only give Jeff a fraction of it for doing all the work?
Well, of course, my dear. There are other considerations in life besides making money.
I'm perfectly well aware of that, Mr. Fleming. But Jeff's on his own now, and he has been for months. If I have any say in the matter, he's going to stay on his own. And he's going to let the people who turned him down 2 years ago paddle their own canoes.
Have you any say in the matter, Miss Bronson?
Too much for your happiness or Marcia's. That's who you're thinking of all the time, isn't it? Marcia Pilgrim.
As a matter of fact, it was Jeff's happiness and future I was thinking of. Oh, dear me. There seems to be a note of hostility creeping in. I'm sure I didn't call in to quarrel, young lady.
I don't want to quarrel either, Mr. Fleming. But I think I know what's good for my future husband at least as well as you, and the very devil of a lot better than Marcia. Shall we leave it at that?
There seems to be very little point in pursuing the subject.
And since you seem to be here on Marcia's behalf, you can tell her this. Maybe she is at the bottom of Palmer's arrest. Maybe she has managed to clear Jeff of that Bendigo fraud. But she needn't think I'm going to leave the way open for her on that account. Jeff's mine. He's in business on his own. He'll soon be divorced from her. And that's the way things are going to stand. Tell her that, Mr. Fleming.
Well, Harry, you're harder to see than a film star. How are things?
What do you want, Jeff?
I'd like you to tell me how you come to be in this jail. What have they got on you for the swindle?
Do you mean to tell me you don't know?
That's right.
I'm here because of your wife. I'm here because I was fool enough to lose my nerve and sign a confession from Marcia when I could have snapped my fingers at her, that's why.
Well, you can scarcely expect me to sympathize, old man. But what I'd like to know is why you should confess to Marcia or anyone else.
She had a letter from Angela Tennant saying she poisoned herself.
So that's what was in the letter.
Yes. You should be feeling pretty good, Pilgrim. Marcia had that letter for weeks, and yet she kept it till the jury retired. I had to do as she said. I couldn't take the chance. She said she'd burn the letter if I didn't write the statement.
Well, it's no use getting excited, old man. Someone had to catch up with you sooner or later.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Jeff. I had a good run from the money, and I'm not complaining now. What are you going to do?
How do you mean?
Going to marry Bronson?
Yes, I suppose so.
Too bad. Poor Marcia, she only worked this stunt so carefully so she'd have a better chance of getting you back.
I can see that for myself now.
Look, Jeff, you're on top. I'm headed for I don't know how many years in stir. I've no hard feelings.
Oh, that's very decent of you.
All right, let it pass. All I'm saying is don't be an ass.
By doing what?
Don't be fool enough to marry Stella. Stick to your wife. I know what I'd do in your shoes.
Possibly you do, but as it happens, you're not in my shoes.
No, but... I have been.
Thomas, if I'd had that letter of Angela's, I'd have let you hang.
Why? Because I'm being fair enough to tell you the truth now? Because there was a time when Marcia and I were...
Lucky for you, there's a wire screen between us, Palmer.
What's the matter, Jeff? Can't you take it?
And it's lucky for you, you'll be out of my reach for years. Goodbye, Palmer. They say you'll get something between 8 years and 10. I'm hoping it's 20. Because even that wouldn't be what you've earned. Happy days, fellow. Whenever I wish I could have gone back to Marcia, I'll think of you picking oakum. It'll be that much to remember you by. So long.
So long. I couldn't do much to pay you off, Marcia. But I could tell one last lie to make it quits. So long, Jeff. So long, all of you.
Oh, hello, Jeff. Thought you said you wouldn't be coming back this afternoon.
So I did.
You're looking pretty grim. Where have you been?
I went to the jail to see Palmer. You're quite right. Marcia held a suicide letter of Angela's over his head. That was that.
Jeff, Percy Fleming was here. He was sounding me out about you going back to Bendigo's.
Why the deuce should I go back to Bendigo's?
He seemed to think it'd be the natural thing to do. Seeing you only left there because you were scaring dear Marcia's clients away.
And as far as I'm concerned, old Fleming can mind his own infernal business.
Yes, that, darling, was what I told him. But, well, look, Jeff, he more or less implied that you'd have no trouble making up all the ground you've lost the last couple of years.
What sort of ground?
In business, and he was right, too. You should be able to go after Tunney's and Robertson Archers and all the rest of them. And if they haven't the decency to give you their accounts now, there's something seriously wrong with them.
No, I'm not worried about that. The moment Palmer's convicted, and with his confession, he hasn't a hope. The moment he's sentenced, I'm going after those chaps bald-headed.
For yourself?
For myself.
You won't let anyone talk you into going back to Bendigo and Company?
Certainly not.
Jeff, what about Marcia?
I'll tell you something right now, Stella. Something you can count on for keeps. If I ever go near Marcia again, if I ever speak to Marcia again, you can cut my tongue out. You hear that? I never want to hear you mention Marcia again, not to me or anyone else. Understand?
I understand.
All right. Let's have a drink somewhere. There's a nasty taste I am not waiting to get rid of, Stella. A taste called Harry Palmer and Marcia Pilgrim. And she won't have my name much longer.
I was going to give up just when I was beginning to think the game was lost. Oh, boy. I didn't think Palmer could still take a hand, but he obviously has. I think I'll start enjoying life again right now.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.